ship you are about to leave in represents Earth's most advanced technology. On your trip to the star, Vega, you will be in suspended animation. Your body is cared for by computers. The trip will take approximately 50 years. However, from the time you are put to sleep to the time the computers wake you up, you will not feel the passage of the years. You will arrive there exactly the same age as you were when you left the Earth. If the computers fail, a battery of auxiliary systems will take over. You and your 319 shipmates are Earth's greatest hope. Unless we succeed in colonizing numerous productive planets, the human race, bound to one used-up planet, is doomed. In case of emergency, the computers are programmed to wake you, two at a time. I wish you luck. The fate of the human race is riding on your shoulders.
My name's Harper. Carl Harper. I'm a weapons expert. What's your handle, boy?
I'm Jake Bush. I'm a biologist.
You're also English, I see, boy.
Certainly. What else? What other nationality is worthy of the name?
Why, you go on, boy. Now wait. Let's quit the kin. Put it aside. Now, we were called up here for some reason. Why?
I'm reading. I'm reading a computer readout. And it seems that our ship, the Regulus, while passing through this system, the system of the star Regulus, on its way to Vega, encountered a meteor swarm. However, a growth adhered to the ship once it had gotten near Regulus, and although the meteor repellers tried to dislodge it, it was no use. The growth has piled up and we were called out.
Say, are you a biologist? Have you had time to examine the growth yet?
No. The growth has covered the sensors now. We can't see the stars. We don't know how fast we're moving, where we're going, our speed.
You've got to be able to do something. I mean, maybe your weapons can blast out. That's my job. Something I understand.
I'm going to have to go out to take a sample of growth. It's the only way.
You don't know nothing about that. As far as you know, that thing might be man-eating.
Yes, it might, but that's a chance I'll have to take.
Voyage to the stars. Created by Alan J. Saley. Produced by Brian Williams. Executive producer, George Scotto.
The Jungles of Regulus. Written by Alan J. Saley. Directed by George Connors. Yes, I'm ready. Open the airlock.
All right. Open lock one.
I'm outside now.
What do you see out there?
All these filaments. I think they've temporarily gone away because of the air pressure from the lock. They're coming back towards me.
Watch your step.
The thick wavy filaments of plants.
Try using your weapon.
I can't. I can't move.
Try holding on, I'm coming out there.
You better not. Quickly, try to fail me by firing the laser. It may have an effect on them.
Lasers, fire! Did it have an effect?
Yes, I think the plants are moving away. Quickly, try to use the ship's phases on low intensity to burn me off.
It goes.
Yes, I think you're slowly burning me away.
Good. Break free as soon as you can, and head for the ship.
The tentacles are dissolving. In a minute, I'll be free.
Open the airlock, try to get in.
I'll use my jetpack. The plasma closed around me again.
Quick, get in here, man.
Even with the lasers, still they're clinging to my jetpack. Let me cut it free with a knife.
Go ahead, go free, Morbid! Do something, get in here!
I try to pull myself into the ship with my lifeline.
I got your lifeline, come on!
Open the airlock, quick!
Alright. Okay, it's open, get in here, quick!
I mean, I made it! Cease fire!
Shut in airlock. Season fire.
I've conducted tests on the plant. It feeds on radioactive material. That's why it consumed my jetpack.
Radioactive material?
Yes, like plutonium or like a reactor.
Or like our engines, reactor!
My God! You're right!
It'll try to get to our engines! And without our engines, we're nothing!
This is Alan Saylor. Voyage to the Stars continues with the following station identification. My God, I'm right. The growth has completely covered the engine section. I can't get in.
Gotta do something. There gotta be some sort of weapon we can use against it. Yo, biologist, think of something.
Our lasers, let's get to the armory. But we can't spare time here. Let's order the robots to break out the lasers. Only the computers knows where to fire, not to damage the engines.
All right.
I think the robots could burn it free.
Summon the robots.
Let's go up to the bridge and monitor the robots.
All right. I'll turn mine on. Robots are there.
I see it. A robot has climbed to the top of the growth and taken bearings. It seems that... My God! We're moving steadily in the direction of Regulus' first planet. If we don't get out soon, we'll crash. Our trajectory...
The only way out is if we explode a chemical warhead directly outside the ship.
Yes.
But that's my job.
If we explode the warhead, we only have a small chance that it won't destroy the ship.
We've got no choice in the matter.
Now quickly, switch on the drive!
Alright! There we go!
I'm looking through the view screen. The sensors show that the growth is following us at a lower speed, and I think we'll lose it. Our speed is decreasing!
What's wrong? Something's damaged in the explosion, just what we feared.
I think that...
The thing's overtaking us!
The computer says there's a malfunction in the left delta transmitter.
The only way to repair this from the outside. I've got to go out and do that.
No, don't. The growth might catch up with you.
I've got to. Otherwise, the whole ship is doomed.
I'll open the airlock.
Go in my spacesuit. Open. Go ahead. I see the malfunction. Should be a simple matter of repair. Yeah, but if that creature caught up with us, it wouldn't stand a chance against...
Quickly! Try to...
Speaking of the creature, here it comes! Oh, God. There's only one thing for me to do!
Quickly, first the connections!
All right. I've got to cut myself free and draw the creature away from the ship with my jetpack.
No, don't do it. You'll kill yourself.
It's the only way.
You're committing suicide.
Too late now. I've already cut the rope.
Here he goes off in the view screen. The creature's following him. Your laser. You can't destroy it. You have to set it on overload and take the creature.
We're here, you boy. It's already on overload. I'll be gone in a few seconds.
He did it. The creature's destroyed. Biologist log, Jake Bush recording. I wish to commend the meritorious conduct of Carl Harper, who gave his life in performance of his duty and saved the starship Regulus. This is Alan Saylor. Stay tuned for scenes from our next week's show.
This has been Voyage to the Stars. With Alan Saylor, Adolf Fettler, Tom Sartor, Christian Doherty,
Sam Rosen,
and Ty Phillips.
Voyage to Stars, copyright 1971 by ACD Productions Incorporated.
Music composed and conducted by Jerry Goldsmith.
Special effects by Alan Saylor.
ACD production, taped in the ACD Studios, Los Angeles, California.